sometimes when you're flowing in the spirit, you don't always necessarily even know that it's happening. But when we were practicing, I mean, it wasn't like I had this humongous plan of chords for worship, but I had something and I could not find what they were. They were just gone. It's like, okay, this has only been a few minutes ago. Where did they go? I had, you know, a couple of them, but there was a third one that was supposed to be there, and I couldn't find it. And so I just stuck with what it was. But there was something definitely unique in what was there. Then it's just like, well, praise God, because it's like maybe he just covered that in my mind so I couldn't find that chord. I don't know, but I couldn't. I was just lost. Praise God. Well, I just want to share some thoughts with you tonight. That it's just not a, this is not a deep revelation necessarily. Just some thoughts on light over darkness. I'm going to start in Matthew 4, just a familiar scripture for the season that we're in. It says, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." And now I want to go back to Isaiah chapter 9. This is the scripture that was from in, that was being referenced in Matthew, but just want to share a few other verses with it. I want to read verse 2 and then verses 6 and 7. It says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And you know, we hear these scriptures a lot during this season from different places, and we hear a lot about, you know, darkness and the light has come, the people that sat in darkness. And I want to look at something about darkness, because it can become a nice religious phrase, you know, that the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. It's very poetic. And it can just be that to us sometimes. A lot of times the scriptures can just be nice poetry or nice literature rather than what they're actually saying. And just some of the things behind darkness or that in the meaning of darkness, nothing new, but it means to darken or be dim, to hide, shadiness, obscurity, moral and spiritual depravity, preventing the facts from becoming known. And the root is shadow or darkness of error. And you know, we apply these different words at different times. You know, a lot of times when we think about darkness, we just think about, you know, sin. Just generally we think, man, there's just sin, because that's darkness, you know, it's sin, and Jesus is a light, and he's not got any sin, you know, and sometimes we can maybe just oversimplify it. It's true, there's nothing wrong with that, but we can just keep it in that particular strain of thought. And I read something this week in the book of Daniel. You can turn there if you like, but I'm going to share it from the Living Bible. I'm reading that as a devotional, and it's not my favorite version as such, and especially for a real close doctrinal study. But sometimes it'll just say something in a way that just sheds new light, you know, and just strikes a new chord. In this account out of Daniel chapter 2, where I'm going to share this verse from, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he woke up all scared, and he was frightened, and he knew it was from the dream, but he couldn't remember what the dream was. And he called all his magicians and counselors and everybody in, you know, tell me what the dream was and tell me what it meant, because he's freaking out. He is really afraid for what he saw. And none of them could do it. And finally, Daniel, you know, comes in. And, he said, because he was going to kill all of them because they couldn't tell him the dream. And they're just saying, but how can we tell what the dream was? You tell us what it was, and then we'll tell you what it means. You know, well, nobody was getting anywhere, so he was just going to kill them all because he was really upset over the whole situation. When Daniel said, man, why are you going to kill us all? What's the matter? You know, so he said, well, let me go in and talk to him. And then he said, you know, let me take some time. Well, Daniel took some time, and God showed Daniel what the dream was and what it meant. And within the description, I'll read it first out of the New King James, and then I'll share it. It says, speaking of God, it says, he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. And it's like, okay, you know, we can read that way. But this is how the Living Bible said it. It says, he reveals profound mysteries beyond man's understanding. He knows all hidden things, for he is light, and darkness is no obstacle to him. And that just hit me in such a different way, because it's like, yes, we know that God knows everything. We don't have a problem with that, but darkness is no obstacle to him. But what I saw in that one, it says, he knows all hidden things, for he is light. So much of our life, praise God, if we're born again, we have light. But so much of life, because of the fall of mankind, is in darkness. I mean, everything was available in the garden. There was Adam, you know, obviously had a lot of knowledge, either from fellowshipping with God immediately, or he was just created with tons of it because he named all the animals and all these things. So he was kind of up and running from creation. You know, he didn't have to go to school and learn to a certain extent, but yet there was a lot of things to learn. And I've heard it said about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God would have given him that information bit by bit as he spent time with God, and he would grow in that understanding without ever having to participate in it and to be stained then, you know, and be caught in death by it. So by eating from that tree, there's a whole lot of things involved in that, but they experienced it instead of just knowing about it. And so there was a lot of wisdom and knowledge available to Adam that he would have gained through time. And obviously, even as things went on, even in the fallen state, you know, Noah learned from God how to build a boat. And there was no such thing as a flood or rain or anything, you know. So they're like, you know, what's with the boat thing, you know? And to build something that would store that many people and animals and house them for food and take care of them for all the days that they were going to be afloat. I mean, you know, so there was things that they learned as they went along. And what I saw in this scripture is that everything God has, obviously, knows and has everything, is the creator and author of everything. Everything good comes from God. So whether it is an idea or a plate of food or healing in your body, whatever it is, comes from God. And when I saw this, that he knows all hidden things, for he is light, and darkness is no obstacle to him, it hit me that everything we need to know, any question that we might have, any problem that might need to be solved, any invention that might need to be created in order to accomplish something, everything is in God, and darkness is not an obstacle to him. He can provide and give us everything. Even though we're living in a dark place, even though the world is trapped in that darkness through sin, even though we have been limited because of sin in what we've been able to do. We have to learn how to grow in God and renew our minds, that we've been studying, that kind of thing. But everything is in God, and darkness can't stop it from coming through. Everything we ever need. And I thought even about today, and you know, and I don't want to delve into too far into political things, but you know, we were talking today about the windmills because there was an article in the paper about what they're doing, and it's like solutions for today's problems, because we're trying so hard to get green energy, trying so hard to get energy that, quote, won't make greenhouse gases, that won't cause global warming, that won't do this and that won't do that, and won't make disease in people. We're trying so hard to make that happen. I mean, and it's literally to the point where companies are, quote, being forced to do things because it's just being demanded by the government. It's just like, well, you will have a solution because this is what we want. They've decided that this is the right thing to have, and this is what it's going to be, so make it happen. You know, and they're forcing things on. And I thought, all of those solutions, if we would, even the darkness that has, you know, is around us, the pollution, the disease, the troubles, you know, the water that gets messed up because of pollution, the air that gets messed up, all those things, God has those answers. Light is available, and the darkness cannot stop God from getting that light to us if we would go to Him, if we would go to Him and look for it. That darkness is just anything not known, anything that we lack, any problem that we don't understand, any wisdom that we don't have, any need that isn't met. All of that can fall into the category of darkness. And a lot of times we just see darkness as just sin, you know, and just kind of leave it at that, or in the natural that there's just no light, you know, so that you can't see. But everything falls in that category of darkness. And I just want to just share a few scriptures regarding that. Let's go to Psalm 139. Because we do not have to be limited by the darkness. The scripture tells us, you know, that the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Light has come even into the dark world. Jesus came. Jesus was the light, and He came into the world. But yet, we still have to take advantage of the light. We can't just, you know, stay in the darkness. Psalm 139, verses 12 through 16 says, "Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you." And I see that as, you know, there's no barrier with God. Darkness doesn't stop Him, because He is light. He is not stopped by the darkness. "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." And we can see that, you know, Our future is, quote, in darkness because it's not known. As we're being formed, you know, when a child just begins to form, when those first cells come together, you don't know what's in store. You don't know how they're going to mingle and blend, and what traits are going to come forth as strong, what might subside. You don't know what they're going to look like. You don't know anything. But God knows all of that, because even though it's hidden and secret, God still knows. Darkness, you know, anything being covered or being hidden or not being known is not a problem to God. And, you know, you may think, well, duh, yeah, we know that, but do we know that? Do we really realize that God can see anywhere? He knows everything. He has answers for everything. We can say that religiously, but do we receive those things? Or are we just, well, God knows. Well, God knows, but we're out here on this side. And God does not have the darkness that we're caught behind because we don't know is not a barrier to God. He can get through it, but we got to let him come through. We've got to say, bring me this. I need this. We've got to draw through that darkness by our faith. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. These are just all familiar scriptures to us about the comparison of light and darkness. 1 John 1, 5. It says, this is the message we've heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. There is no lack of answer. No lack of answers in God. There's no lack of healing. There's no lack of power. There's no lack of wisdom. There's no lack of perfection. There is no lack of anything. He is complete light and there is nothing hidden in him. He is just absolute complete light. Praise God. Now, let's go to John chapter 1. The first 5 verses. We probably will hear these even during this season. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And that word comprehend means overpower it. Darkness cannot stop the light. Darkness could not stop Jesus from coming into the earth. Even though there was sin everywhere, there hadn't been prophetic word for years in the people of God. I mean, there were a few that were looking for the Messiah still, but the majority of them, they weren't looking. They were just going through their motions, just doing whatever. They were trapped in the darkness. They weren't walking in the light. So, but that did not stop, because there's always been that remnant and that few that would, by their faith, continue to keep the door open for the light to come through into the darkness. So the darkness cannot overpower it. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go to Psalm 18. We're just kind of jumping around here a little bit. Psalm 18, verse 28. It says, for you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. And let's read verse 29 because it goes with it. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. And I believe this is tied to this enlightening my darkness, because darkness is not a barrier for God. It is not an obstacle for him. And he can enlighten what darkness we're in, and he can cause us to leap over a wall and to run through a troop. He can cause us to overcome, cause us to succeed, because the darkness that we might be trapped in, he can enlighten. He can bring light into that place and cause us to accomplish things that need to be accomplished. you know, we look at that, well, you know, I'm not, you know, really in the military and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a warrior type of thing. Maybe what you have to fight against isn't in a war, but it's something that you need, you know, that you need to be able to do, that you need to be able to accomplish, whether on your job or in your home or at church, something you need to accomplish. If you don't see how to accomplish it, that's darkness. But that darkness does not have, that is not an obstacle to God. If we will just open by faith and say, God, enlighten me, He can break through and cause us to run through a troop, leap over a wall, cause us to be able to accomplish things that we never thought we could, that we just didn't have any clue about to start with. One of the things I think about, this is kind of a really practical example, but a couple years ago when we started working on all these decorations, it's like I knew that I'd collected things for blue and silver because Amanda wanted to do blue and silver, and she was working on things at the time, and then she left, you know. So I had just begun buying things. Anything that just had an interesting look or a possibility, I didn't have a clue because I was buying them for her. So she'd have material to work with. She'd have stuff that she could create. So we had all this stuff. I found all this material. And, you know, I mean, just had all these things, all these sparklies, these silvers, these whites, these blues. I had all this stuff in all these bags, all this stuff together. And then all of a sudden, she leaves. And we've got all this stuff to try to make a change. And it's like, what in the world are we going to do? And I showed this to Gordon the other day. I had a picture out of a magazine of a Christmas card that was solid white, that was one of those pop-up things. You open it up, you know, and it's folded, and little trees popped up inside, and just a little star-shaped thing or a snowflake thing cut on the top. It was just the shape that popped up. There was no decoration or anything. And through that, God shined light on that picture on that paper and brought together all these banners. Because we put out the call, you know, if you've got any shiny stuff, any scrap lace or anything. So all of this was just put together with just donations and just pieces of stuff that we would find. There was no plan beforehand, but yet the light shined through the dark, because the darkness was, we got stuff and we don't know what to do, and the person that was going to do it's gone. I mean, it was really dark, you know, just darkness all over the place. And all of those came, that was the light of God that came to help us put them together. And, you know, it's not like they're giant masterpieces or anything, but they're attractive. You know, and God, that was light from God that broke through the darkness. He made us be able to run through a troop and leap over a wall, because it was like a big accomplishment for that, you know? Because this is just, you know, and lots of things can be that way in your life, where you might have something that you've just got to do, and in the scope of eternity, those banners aren't very high on the list of necessities, but it's something in this life that needed done and that we wanted to do. And God caused us to be able to run through the troop and leap over the wall. He made us able to do things because of the light. He sends His light, and that light can't be stopped by the darkness. Praise God. It can't be stopped by the darkness. Probably the greatest thing of an example of this is when people hear the gospel. The gospel is the light. Because I think of all these scriptures, because it talks about the light of the glorious gospel that shines in the face of Jesus. You know, the light of the good, the light, the revelation that comes from God. And here we have a world full of darkness, have people that living in darkness. Their life is darkness. They don't have wisdom. They don't have knowledge of God. They're in sin. They're trapped. They're eternally dead. They're doomed. And yet, when that gospel is proclaimed, the darkness that they're living in cannot stop them from being born again when they reach out in faith and say, Jesus, come and be my Lord. Yeah. The darkness can't stop it. And, you know, we look at our situation today, and sometimes it can be a little overwhelming of what's going on in the earth and just all the terrible things that are happening and things that aren't right in the government and just employment being messed up and all. That darkness is not big enough to stop God from getting through and bringing us the answer, bringing us the solution, bringing us the provision, whatever we need. That darkness cannot stop God. The darkness could not overpower the light. Praise God. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. The darkness cannot stop God. It is not an obstacle for Him. It is not a problem for Him. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Familiar. It says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Praise God, when we heard the gospel, He's calling us and saying, you can come out of that darkness. You can come out of that place of lack, that place of no understanding, that place of sickness and disease and poverty and weakness. You can come out of that, and spiritual death and sin and destruction. You can come out of that place. And He's called us out and brought us into light, brought us into light. Praise God, the darkness could not stop the power of God that He called us. But not only did He call us, let's flip back a few books back to Colossians. It's in here somewhere. Colossians 1:13. Not only did He call us, but Colossians 1:13 says, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love." He has delivered us out of it. It's not that we're standing here in the dark and we can hear Him calling. There's a lot of people that are hearing Him call today that are standing in the darkness, and they can hear Him. They hear Him calling. They can feel the nudge. But when we respond, then He delivers us. When we say, "Okay, I want to come. I'll let you be my Lord." And then He delivers us, and He grabs a hold and pulls us out of that. And at first, I mean, it has its effects sometimes immediately in our natural body or our soul. But initially, our spirit man is sucked out of darkness and made alive and brought into light. And we get placed in a new place. Placed over in the light, and then we have the opportunity to renew our minds and let that light shine in our understanding. Let it drive out all the darkness that's in us, all the lack of understanding, all the lack of wisdom, all the lack period of just in our life, and to fill us up with that light and drive the darkness out of it. And it'll drive sickness and disease out of our bodies. It'll drive lack out of our finances. It'll drive trouble and turmoil out of our relationships and our family. It'll deliver us from that terrible cloud of darkness of sin that we have been in. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60, just a couple more scriptures. We're going to look just at the first seven verses. Familiar scriptures again. It says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Now, we see that here, you know, here's this deliverance out of darkness, and the light of God has come to us. But then the rest of these verses, it's going to show what happens in that. It says, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you, the rams of Nebaioth and shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. All these things, darkness is not a hindrance to God. It is not a He is going to bring things. When it talks about the wealth, the abundance of the sea, the things that we don't even, didn't know were in the sea. God's light has shined, and look at the things that come out of the sea. I mean, okay, early on we might have known that there's fish and clams and stuff in there that you can eat, you know, that kind of stuff. But the oil that's in the sea, and the salt, and the minerals, and all the things that they have found, the riches of the sea, they were hidden in darkness. They were covered. They were in darkness, but God shines light that we can get those out. That a lot of, you know, we look at this sometimes that we've been translated out of this darkness, and this darkness is sin, and now we've brought over into the light of righteousness, and that's right, but it can touch everything. It can touch everything. God's light can expose all the riches and the wealth and the provision and the abundance and the stuff and the materials and everything that He has placed in the earth for us to be able to use and to benefit from. He can show those things. He can uncover them. He can shine the light through the darkness so that people are able to see. The scientists and inventors through the years, so many of them have been godly people that have sought God, and God shined light and exposed things for them that they could see principles, they could see formulas, they could see how to actually create a machine that would do something that a man would normally do. I mean, that's how we've ended up with computers and all the things and these mechanical robots and stuff that do all the stuff in the factories. I mean, God shines light through the darkness where there's an area of need, and He shines light through and causes things to happen. And the things that were, you know, what is it that, is it seaweed that they can make oil out of? You know, that somebody's discovered that, you know, one of these treasures in the sea, you know, you can take seaweed and make oil, you know, for fuel. It's like God is shining light through the darkness. It's not a barrier. It doesn't matter that there isn't an answer. He is the answer. He has the answers, and He's not limited. The darkness isn't a barrier for Him. It's not a problem for Him. It's a problem for us if we don't go to Him. Then we bang around in the darkness, and we stumble, and we try, and we try, and we try again, and we try again, and we fall down, and we try again, and we don't seem to get it because we're not looking to Him to bring light so that He can shatter that darkness and get rid of that darkness so that we can enjoy His provision and His blessings. Another one that just relates to this, Isaiah 45, a few chapters back. Verse 3 says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. God says, I will show you stuff that nobody has known. Things that nobody found out, and I'll show you so that they'll know that I'm God. It's all about God. It says, so that you can know that I am the Lord and the God of Israel. You know, I've got, I know where all this stuff is. It's like when you hear people talk when they're preaching about prosperity, you know, that God has ways to get you money and none of it's dishonest. You know, it's like God knows where there's lost money. You know, it's in darkness. It's hidden. People have lost money or lost valuables or something maybe years and years ago. You know, these ships that have been buried in the sea for all these years full of gold doubloons and stuff. God knows where all that is. And he says, I'll find that stuff for you. I'll find the things that are hidden place, or way back in the mountains, or way down under the ground, or way up high in the trees, or down under the ocean, or wherever. He says, I'll find the stuff for you so that you can know that I'm God. I'm the one. But the darkness does not stop him. He says, I can show you these things out of the dark places. And praise God, God has made us in his image, so darkness does not need to be an obstacle to us. We do not need to stay trapped in the darkness because God has light to break and shatter that. 1 John 5:4, let's go back there. Just a couple more scriptures. Because we are made in the image of God, and because Jesus is the light, and he came into the world, and the darkness could not comprehend it, could not overcome it. 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. See, our faith puts us in a place where we can overcome the darkness, where we can have that overcoming, where that darkness does not need to stop God's work. Our faith can reach out to God, and then he can just blast right through. I mean, he could blast through anyway, but he's looking for faith. I mean, faith is what's going to connect you to God, but that faith is our victory. That's what causes us to overcome. It'll pierce whatever darkness we have. And sometimes we don't even, the Bible says you don't even know what to ask. You know, you don't even know what to ask. But if you'll just, God, help me know, or pray in other tongues, darkness has to give. Darkness has to give way, and answers have to come. Understanding has to come. Provision has to come, because the darkness cannot stop it. Because it's not an obstacle for God. Praise God, he's bigger than dark. Hallelujah. Matthew 5, Jesus tells us these things in verses 14 and 16. Jesus says, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Now see, we're the light of the world because we have Jesus in us. So we have that light even hidden in us. Even in the darkness of ourselves, that light is in there, and it can come out if we'll allow it by faith, if we'll let it come out. It's not an our finite mind, our lack of knowledge and understanding, our weaknesses or physical disabilities in our bodies, none of that is a stumbling block to God. He can break through all of it. He can change it and break it through. Jesus says, you're the light of the world because you've got the light now. Verse 16, so he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Ties back to that verse we just read back in Isaiah. You know, I'll show you the hidden things. I'll make provision for you. I will do these things for you so that people will know that I'm the God of Israel. I'm him. And Jesus says, let your light shine before men so they can see your good works. They can see you living in the light. They can see you breaking through barriers, breaking through where there's been lack or sickness and disease or lack of understanding or whatever. God just breaks through that, just shatters that darkness, that nothing is an obstacle to you anymore. You overcome. You run through a troop. You leap over a wall. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you from progressing and moving on and increasing and continuing to excel. Nothing can stop you. And he says, let them see that. Let them see that light so that they will glorify God in heaven. Because they know one way or another, that's the only place it's coming from. Because you're not any better than them in natural things. But God can break through that. We live in a world of darkness, but darkness is no obstacle to God or to us. We have answers for all questions, all needs, all problems, all situations. We can overcome the darkness around us. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand. We can overcome. Father, we praise you and we thank you tonight that you are light and there's no darkness in you at all. None. And God, we thank you that you reached down through time and through the ages and you broke through the darkness that was over the earth. Of where you weren't free to rule. You broke through that darkness and you sent Jesus into the earth. Sent the light of the glory of God into the earth in a human baby who grew up and followed you and just lived in your light and let your light shine and just let your light expose everything. And nothing was an obstacle to Jesus. Because he followed you, and nothing is an obstacle to you. No darkness is an obstacle to you. Even dead people could be raised back to life because the darkness of death was not an obstacle for you. You can pierce through anything, God. And Father, we just praise you and thank you tonight that you've called us out of darkness. You've delivered us out of darkness. You have made us the light. Because Jesus is the light in us, and you have made us more than conquerors through him. You've given us faith, God, that we can reach out in faith, and that faith overcomes. That faith is victorious. It overcomes every form and type of darkness that we might be engulfed in, whether it's that just original darkness of sin and being without God, or whether it's the darkness of sickness and disease or lack, or just the lack of wisdom and understanding, or just needing something that we've never had. We need to be able to do something that we've never been able to do. Need to accomplish something that we've never been able to accomplish. Whatever it is, God, by faith, we can reach out and your light can break through that darkness and bring the answers that we need and the provision that we need. Father, we bless you and we thank you. God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the time in your presence. We thank you for just what you were doing in worship. We thank you, Father, that we could participate in that. We thank you, God, that for whatever and however it might have been, that maybe just in some small way you might have used us to help cause that to happen in Israel, for your people to come. We want to do that, Father. We want to be that light. And if you can, in your great light, if you can use us here worshiping you to accomplish things in Israel, to call your people out of darkness that they can come into the light, oh, God, just do it then. Do it. What an honor and a privilege, God, that you would even give us the opportunity to be used by you to rescue your people. Father, we praise you. We thank you. I ask for a blessing on every home in this represented here tonight. Just cause their homes to prosper and just to live in the light, to excel and succeed in everything, Father, that you set before them. Just praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.